Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter.
Halfway down High Street, Andy looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever because I play guitar. I think she's clever because she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should have stayed in bed today. I much prefer the mundane. I take a hit from an asthma puffer. I do it wrong. I was never good at smoking bombs.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It was back at the end of 2013 that we started hearing the music of the Australian singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett on these shores. And actually, it was this song first, called The Avant Gardener, which took a little mundane slice of life, having a kind of serious allergy attack, and turned it into a great song, a funny video, and a tune that sported some really interesting guitar playing. Courtney Barnett would eventually make her way here into the Soundcheck studio in 2014, but before she got here, we had a visit from BJ Novak, who's probably best known as the temp, Ryan, on the hit NBC TV series The Office, which he helped to write and produce. And when he was here, BJ Novak confessed to being absolutely obsessed with the songs of Courtney Barnett. So when she got here, we were prepared to have some fun, and she and her band, the Courtney Barnetts, delivered a great set for us in our studio. So we thought, why not invite her back and do one of our little pop-up concerts downstairs in the green space, WNYC's ground floor performance venue on Varick Street. And that is indeed what we did. Courtney Barnett and her band, her trio, returning to Soundcheck with a new album in tow. It's called Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Here is Courtney Barnett and the Courtney Barnetts getting us started with a song called Dead Fox.
Okay, it's weird playing a gig with the sunshine in the background. We're going to play a song called Dead Fox. Never having too much money, I get the cheap stuff at the supermarket, but they're all pumped up with shit. My friends told me that they stink, nicotine in the apple. If you can't see me, I can't see you. If you can't see me, I can't see you. Heading down the highway, Hume, somewhere at the end of June. Taxidermy kangaroos are littered on the shoulders. A possum Jackson Pollock is painted on the tar. Sometimes I think a single sneeze could be the end of us. My hay fever is turning up. Just swerved into a passing truck. Big business overtaken without indicating. He passes on the right. Been driving through the night to bring us the best price. If you can't see me, I can't see. If you can't see me, people die on the road than they do in the ocean. Maybe we should mull over calling cars instead of sharks, or just lock them up in parks where we can go and view them. There's a bypass over Holbrook now, paid for with burgers, no doubt. I've lost count of all the cows, there'll be no salad sandwiches. The law of averages says we stop in the next town, where petrol prices down, what do I know?
Courtney Barnett with the song Dead Fox. With Dave Moody behind our drum kit here at the Green Space. And Bone Sloan playing the bass. Dead Fox, that is the best song about roadkill I have ever heard.
Thanks.
So, Courtney, I mean, you know, we've come to expect over the course of a couple of EPs and now this LP, this kind of wry, almost sometimes whimsical songwriting from you. But there are a couple of tracks on this record that get into some serious kind of issues. The Great Barrier Reef, the cost of trucking in Australia in terms of animals, you know, stuck by the
side. I'm a serious person.
Well, it seems like you take that part of things pretty seriously, though.
Yeah. I guess this album, a little bit more of that kind of came out. I think I was feeling a lot more frustrations about some of that stuff and reading a lot more of the news than I was in the years before, because I just kind of shut myself away from it because it was so depressing. So, yeah.
Is that a hard line for you to walk, to kind of insert serious things into songs that have this kind of droll, deadpan humor to them?
No, I think it's just, I mean, my songs are just kind of me, you know, working through ideas and my own thoughts. So it doesn't really matter if it's serious or not serious. It's some days you have more serious thoughts than others.
And also, you know, the two are not mutually exclusive. You can do both. The title of the album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, for you as a songwriter, which is better, do you have to sit and think and really concentrate to write, or do you just kind of have to zen out and let stuff happen?
I think when I concentrate too much, nothing happens. Yeah, so I've got to pretend not to be you know, interested in what I'm doing, and then that's when it goes good.
Right. So I know when you have the chance, you swim, and that is, you know, a form of athletic endeavor that leaves the brain with not a whole lot to do other than, oh, here comes the wall.
It's good.
Or here comes that shark, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't swim at the beach. That's too scary. It's one of the only times where I can actually totally clear my head, because I can never think properly. I'm thinking about breathing.
Right, right. And so do dreaming. Ideas just come at times like that?
I don't know. My head feels empty a lot of the time. Like right now. Empty.
All right, now, talking about this kind of combination of serious and not so serious, the song you're going to play next for us, Depreston, not the first time you've used a kind of portmanteau, a kind of combination word. We heard that with Avant Gardner. So what is depressing about Preston? Where is Preston?
Oh, Preston's, it's actually the neighborhood next to mine. And it's, I mean, it's not so much about Preston. It's about anywhere, you know, it's about the point of the song kind of can travel around, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was, the house I actually looked at was in this place called Coburg. And I got home and I wrote the song about Preston. And then I realized a couple of days later that I was talking about the wrong place. but then I had all the good rhymes, like depressing and whatever else there are.
Right.
And so, yeah, so it's not about Preston, really. It's more about the the emotion that goes with the song.
Right. And you know, there's a very poignant line about, you know, your narrator is in this house looking to buy it, and the old woman who lived in the house has died, and all her stuff is there. Who was she? Why did she buy this house? That sort of thing. It's a really lovely song. It's from the new record. You want to play it for us?
Sure.
Courtney Barnett and the band with Depreston live on Soundcheck.
Guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden. For two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's who deceased to stay on the press metal ceiling's gray. Then I see the handrail in the shower. A collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour. And a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for. Thank you. we're gonna go straight into this next song.
That is Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best, live performance here in the Green Space by Courtney and the band on Soundcheck. Courtney, the last time you were on Soundcheck, you gave me this tea towel that you had made. Where's Mike? Can we get a shot of this? So you did this.
I went to art school.
Well, that's where I was going, was, you know.
Yeah.
So you do your own album covers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So was this the plan to do visual art?
Oh, like with life?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a point in grade 4 where I wanted to be a cartoonist. But
okay.
I moved on from that.
Not too far, apparently.
Well, you know, as a career.
Right, right. For Americans, can you explain Miss Echidna?
Oh, yeah, so it's an echidna. We were talking about it backstage. It's like a... I was trying to figure out the closest thing. There's porcupines, but that's not right. I don't know. It's a little animal with spikes.
With spikes. So it's a
spiny... It's got a fluffy tummy. we got to pat one at school.
Nice.
Right. On like a school trip, not at school.
Uh-huh. So the visual arts remain important to you. You're actually in a couple of videos recently for your friend Fraser Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
Part of... You seem to have a little community of musical hoodlums there in the Melbourne area.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. There's a really cool music community in Melbourne, and I started a little record label a couple of years ago to release my first CD, and then we've kind of added a couple of friends, and we all run around being crazy hoodlums together,
mm-hmm.
doing things, and we go in each other's videos and sing on each other's songs. It's fun.
What did you like about Fraser's? What caught your ear about his songs?
We met him years ago, and we used to just play gigs around. And I think his music's great, but he's also a very charming and funny person on stage, mm-hmm. very engaging. So, I always love watching him.
Well, check out Fraser Gorman on YouTube, and you'll see a couple of videos with Courtney Barnett in them. Growing up, did you listen to a lot of American... I mean, were you familiar with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers here in the States?
Not till I was like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone left an iPod at my house and it had the Modern Lovers on it, and I stole it in the end. Just started listening to all that new stuff. Because I'd never... Yeah, for some reason, no one had ever shown me that, and I loved it.
For people here who are trying to kind of place you on the musical spectrum, that's really the only kind of thing we have in the States that...
Yeah, right. Well, when I started writing, when I was about 20 and started, I think I started writing slightly different songs to what I was already doing, but I was listening to some Australian people that like Paul Kelly and mm-hmm. and Darren
Hamm. Who is not as big outside of all. He's huge in Australia.
Yeah, and I just assumed he's like, because he's, you know.
Right, now you come here and you say Paul Kelly and people are like, huh?
Yeah, well, I've been misquoted in some interviews saying R. Kelly. He's a huge influence on my music.
Yeah. That would give people a very different impression of who you are if they're just reading an interview. So this next song that you're going to play for us, this final song in the set, to me, has a kind of echo of Lou Reed, which I hope you'll take as a compliment, because that's how I mean it.
It couldn't be anything but a compliment. he's a big influence. And when we were making the album, I was probably listening... to Transformer a lot more than usual.
Mm-hmm. Now, the song is Sleepless in New York, but that's actually not the title. That's the subtitle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the break. It's called An Illustration of Loneliness, Sleepless in New York.
And was this written actually here on your maybe first tour through?
Yeah, it was the first time. It must have been October 2013, and the first time I'd left Australia. And did shows in New York and didn't sleep for about 5 days because I'd never experienced jet lag before. and my world was kind of breaking down around me.
Oh, man, that Australia to New York jet lag, it is epic.
Yeah.
So, all right, here's a musical leftover from that trip from Courtney Barnett and the band, the song Sleepless in New York.
My best friend reminds me of a book I skim read in a
cream. There's oily residue seeping from the kitchen. It's Art Deco necromantic chic. All the dinner plates are kids with Irish wool nouns. French baguettes wrapped loose around their necks. I think I'm hungry. I'm thinking of you too. I'm thinking of. Watching all the movies, drinking all the smoothies, swimming at the pool. I'm thinking of you too. 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 I'm thinking of.
Live in the Green Space, WNYC's ground floor performance venue, that was Courtney Barnett and the Courtney Barnetts with An Illustration of Loneliness, subtitled Sleepless in New York. Courtney Barnett's album is Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. It's a terrific record, and we were delighted that she brought some of it to us for this special soundcheck pop-up event downstairs in the Green Space. Courtney Barnett will be the subject of a documentary film called Anonymous Club, named after one of her songs, which is coming out next year. But you don't have to wait that long to watch Courtney Barnett perform live. She's doing a live online streaming concert this Thursday evening. And you can get all the details and find out more about what's coming up on Soundcheck and watch our videos and much more on our website at newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. We had help today from the Green Space crew, including Ricardo Fernandez and Gaines Laguerre. I'm John Schaefer. Remember, this Thursday, December 17th, Courtney Barnett performing live, a streaming concert live online. We'll have those details for you online at newsounds.org.
Just then a song comes on, you can't always get what you want. The Rolling Stones are always